Thanks again, Jane. We've reached our last set of news, and it's a real mixture. There are talks of an imminent merger between various colleges, including Eastern and City colleges, and then we'll hear of an award for a future radio presenter and the production by a Norwich company of unusual pens. Then, talk about unusual, we're becoming used to houses being decorated elaborately for Christmas, but one house owner in Norwich has chosen Halloween for her theme. And how about waking up to find a lost goat in your garden? Here we go with our last batch of items.
A farming champion for land-based learning and a smooth transition for students are among top priorities for stakeholders in the imminent merger of two Norfolk colleges. Eastern and Otley College has been in talks with City College Norwich and Suffolk New College since the Further Education Commissioner recommended it be split up and merged with other further education providers. It followed the specialist college's second inadequate rating from Ofsted in November 2018. A consultation ran through September to glean views from local employers, parents, staff and the public. Those who took part in the consultation said they were keen to see the breadth of land-based courses at the campuses, including agriculture, horticulture and animal care courses, preserved and not diluted by the merger. Andrew Barnes, chairman of City College Norwich Corporation, said stakeholders clearly articulated that this merger should strengthen Eastern and Otley's distinctive land-based training provision and build on the college's considerable experience, expertise and specialist facilities. City College Norwich shares this priority. If accepted, the merger would be completed by January 1, 2020.
A presenter at a Norwich radio station has scooped an award. Sam Day, who presents The Breakfast Show at Future Radio, has won Male Presenter of the Year at the Community Radio Awards 2019. I love to talk about all the diverse and creative things going on in Norwich, play new music, and mess around a bit. It's a lovely privilege. Mr. Day also works at BBC Radio Norfolk as a producer and broadcast journalist.
A Norwich company is making bespoke pens with a deep historical significance by reusing metal from Spitfire planes which fought in the Second World War. Onoto claims to make an exquisite mark with its pens that speak of an appreciation of the past and put you on the map of the future. They produce a range of luxury designer pens in all kinds of styles, having collaborated with the University of Oxford and the British Museum on collections. Their latest limited edition collection, the Spitfire Pen, is a run of 100 fountain pens crafted using Duralumin, a special form of aluminium, originating from a 1940 Battle of Britain Spitfire P7350. Made from the wing spar of a Spitfire which flew in the Battle of Britain Memorial flight, the pen is being hailed as a collector's item, which was featured on ITV4's Made in Britain. Onoto has been making fountain pens for 100 years and is run by James Boddy, who said, "This is very personal to me, as my father was in the RAF and flew out of Martlesham."
There's a chill in the air as we near Halloween, and one Norwich house in particular is putting on a spirited display. If you've taken a stroll down Victoria Street in the last few days, then you've probably spotted one house that stands out from the rest, with its garden graveyard, haunting hags and life-sized coffin prop. It's hard to miss, and it's all for a good cause. Maxine French, who lives there with her two youngest daughters, puts on the display every year to help raise money for charity. Last year, she managed to raise more than £400 with the help of passers-by and family and friends. Miss French said, "It's something to give back to the community, and we always get so many people stopping and talking that might not usually." This year, the charity the display is raising money for is Leeway Domestic Violence and Abuse Services. There's a donation box you can contribute to on the front gate.
The hunt is on to find the owners of a sweet and friendly goat found in a Norwich back garden. The goat, who has been named Doris, was discovered in a garden in Trouse Millgate. Hillside Animal Sanctuary collected Doris after she had feasted on carrots and cabbage and gave her a check-up. They will keep Doris until the owner comes forward. To be reunited with Doris, contact Hillside Animal Sanctuary on 01603 736 200.
A mother of two who launched a stage school when her youngest child was just 4 months old is set to open her third on the back of receiving an arts award. Emily Woodward, founder and principal of Triple Threat Stage School, made the announcement after scooping the EDP People's Choice Award for Best Individual at the Norfolk Arts Awards. Now the school, currently based in North Norfolk, is set to branch out to Helsdon on the outskirts of Norwich. Mrs. Woodward, who opened it nearly 4 years ago, said, "When it first opened, it wasn't just about getting students to sing, act and dance. It was to create a place where new friendships could be formed, new passions to be developed, a safe place for students to explore their creativity without judgment or fear of failure. I can confidently say that this is what I have been able to achieve with the help of my fantastic teachers."
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Don't forget that Chatteround follows now, so stay listening. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole of this Thursday's team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We do have an answer phone, and you can always leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so for us to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of this week's edition, we'll say goodbye from
Chris
and Pauline.